Welcome to the October 6th, 2021 meeting of the Lyman Planning Board. This meeting will come to order. This is a public proceeding, and unless the board specifically votes to an executive session, you have the right to hear everything that is being said and look at all the exhibits that are offered. If the board votes to an executive session, the reason for saying shall be stated. Please notify the chairman if you have a difficulty seeing or hearing. This meeting is being recorded for YouTube. In each instance, the burden is upon the applicant to demonstrate compliance with the provisions of the applicable ordinance or ordinances. After the board votes on the merits of each project, it will prepare a written opinion, which will be forwarded within 7 days. The board works from a prepared agenda and will be considering tonight's items in the following order. 7 p.m., Charlene Roy, Rhonda Burrell, 57 Huff Road, map 11, lot 63E. Discuss administration procedures and revised bylaws, review and approve minutes, new business, and open issues. All right, Charlene Roy and Rhonda Burrell, hi. Come on down front if you want.
Mr. Chair, I move that Kelly Demers be acknowledged as a full voting member for tonight's meeting.
A second.
Go ahead. All in favor?
Aye.
All right, have a seat if you want.
Good evening. My name is Rhonda Burrell. My mother is Charlene Roy. She owns the property at 57 Huff Road here in Lyman. We are taking the opportunity to come before the planning board as we're seeking your support in going to the selectmen for a possible zoning change to the Huff Road that is not currently zoned residential.
Yep.
So that we may utilize our acreage. The zone change would be similar to the previous zone change that you made on Rollins Road. As it stands currently, only half of the road has been zoned as such. This zoning change would fall directly in line with the town's comprehensive plan supporting the 3-acre lots. The way it is currently zoned makes our property undividable. So we are looking for some support from the board to go before the selectmen to review a change on that. As you can see in the map, as stated before you, most of the road has been rezoned already to being residential. Specifically from Chantel Lane to just before the ending of the Huff Road on, if you're facing north, would be the left side, did not get changed. It stayed as it was. This making it impossible for us to utilize our back acreage for family members. And so we're looking just to get your support in moving this forward to the selectmen in hopes that they will change it the same way they did the Rollins Road.
Go ahead, Patty.
I just want to clarify that it goes to town meeting vote. If the planning board can by majority vote bring it to town meeting to change that section of road to residential without the selectmen's approval. Majority vote of the planning board or majority vote of the board of selectmen, but it still has to go to town meeting.
Right. And that would be next June? Or we have to have another one coming up?
We have a primary. Yeah, it would be because the prime is too late for the. We already have secret absentee ballots for the November primary. Right. It would be June. Did you guys see where she's see on that map where the residential zone comes down a strip of Clarkswoods Road, South Waterboro Road, and then that little piece of white in the middle is where she's talking.
Correct.
I can't see that.
I can't reach that. See where the Sweat's Lane, that it looks like Sweat's Lane is right on the edge of the residential zone. Okay. And the other side of the street is residential zone.
I wonder why they left it like that.
Does support extending smaller lot sizes in areas with smaller lot sizes.
Yeah, it makes more sense to have that all one zone, I think. But
we had talked about it before. There's areas that should be rezoned. That is one of them. It just doesn't make sense. You go residential, stop, residential.
Exactly.
How many acres do you have on your...
9.75.
9.75.
Right, and you can't quite make 10 acres split.
You said there was a Rawlings Road was in the same situation. Do you have history of that? Where is it?
I only just know that it had come before, it needed to be rezoned, and they just recently rezoned it to being the residential. They took that clump out that was missing the last time and zoned it residential.
Do you know when that was done?
No, it was the other way around
because they had bought that, and it was zoned, I think, rural. General purpose.
And then they turned it residential.
Yes, and then they turned it back to general purpose because they wanted to have a horse farm.
And when they bought it, they asked the town if horse farm was approved in the zone where they were, and then the town changed the zone, and then they couldn't have a horse farm.
Because I think they had 17 acres up there. But I'm personally not against...
I'm not against
changing
it.
The zoning ordinance on the Huff Road. I mean, it's all residential.
Is there any way to...
The only thing you have down there is one big sand pit, though.
Yeah. But are we doing? We're doing it for just... We would be recommending only for one lot?
No.
No.
For the whole road?
For the remaining section.
Okay, I got you. Yeah, I would go with that. Yeah, the problem we have is that we don't have good... Our zones aren't well-defined.
We don't have good delineation maps.
Right. Color pencil.
Well, they're defined in that, like, along South Waterborough Road, it's 500 feet out from the road. So there's a couple places that aren't defined as well, like that straight line out from Davis Road. Yeah. It's just a line on the map. Most of the others are one side of the road or the other, or 500 feet or 1,500 feet, which is, that's defined pretty well.
Yeah. But where's the narrative for all the definitions of the boundaries?
It's in the zoning ordinance. Yep.
Doesn't it refer to the map?
I thought so.
I think it just talks about commercial,
about 1,500 feet or whatever.
That's the thing I've been curious about for some time. Where exactly is the narrative? Where the delineations are. I believe it's just reference to the map. Where does the delineate? Where is the narrative on which the map is based?
Must be when, in 2005, when those zoning changes occurred.
Just going to file some things.
Location of districts. So this is under, this is 221 establishment of districts, page 11. Mm-hmm. It says, said districts are located and bounded as shown on the official zoning map entitled Zoning Map of Lyman, dated December 6, 2014, and on file with the Office of the Municipal Clerk. Mm-hmm. And I think you probably have a copy of this too. We all have a copy of it, but it isn't, I mean, it's, Patty's right in the sense that there's 1,500 feet shown in certain places, but it isn't as clear as it maybe could be, and it's on one side of the road and not on the other side. Right. So I mean it's not, I would say it's not horrible, but it's not by lot.
Okay, I would like to see the narrative because just recently we had the redistricting of the state for new legislative districts, and the narrative there is quite clear. You know, the boundary begins here, ends there. Lyman, I believe, once again, is divided up into two districts. And I would think, I would hope, that we had something comparable written down someplace on file for us to just make a comparison to what is there and what we see on the map.
Yeah, we should have some coordinates, right? We should have some GPS coordinates on where these areas are delineated.
I don't think we have GPS. We don't...
So they must have. All right.
It also would seem logical that would be, maybe this is impractical, but it would be by lot rather than meter.
But then the lots are going to be split.
I know.
Constantly, that's really a moving target, Don.
Well, maybe that's not a way to do it. I don't know. But it's, we've gone through this a couple of times. And, I mean, I have no objection to supporting this at all.
I encourage it, actually, because hopefully it'll get the ball moving to get better maps, better delineation, saying, okay, it's going to, from this point, jog over here. As far as a split lot zoning, I run into that all the time.
Oh, really?
Typically, it's not a big issue.
And the fact is, from Chantel to, was it Swiss Lane, that's residential?
Correct.
Yeah. Oh, but it is.
On the one side of Davis Road, it's residential.
Why did you do that?
What did I do?
Make it residential. No, I just kidding. I don't know. Yeah. It's.
Yeah.
But we're going at it piecemeal is the only issue, which is, but in your case, I mean, I would assume you want to get it. I understand your request. Yeah. I would think we ought to try to support that if we can.
No, we should.
Would it be worthwhile to appeal it, to go to the zoning board to appeal it? You can justify making that change?
I don't think they can meet the hardship criteria. We only have one criteria for a variance, and that's four hardship criteria.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty hard to meet them all.
Yep.
One is if the board denies, will the property have a reasonable return without the board granting this variance? And reasonable return is the maximum return. And nobody can really meet that. It's designed for people who never built on their lot and want to build on it now. It's hard to meet that criteria, and you have to meet all four.
Mm-hmm. Next step, letter from the board to
Selectmen.
Recommending that this be placed on the before the town meeting as a warrant.
We could do that.
Got to hear a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Any more discussion? Do you want to lay out where you want to have this changed? Or?
Well, I think, as was discussed, the recommendation that the area between Chantel Lane and Sweats on Huff Road. Should be what
it's just after the Sweats Lane, according to the map. It's like literally just after it. It still shows a little bit of white, but it's like right after it.
So right up to South Woodrow Road or just before?
Just, so I think it's got the 1,500 feet in the green.
There's Sweats.
I'm looking at.
I'd say continuity of 500 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Or, well, we got this.
Right.
So yeah, it's just past Sweats Lane.
Mm-hmm. To clip that.
You have to come up with a distance?
Yeah.
500 then? Would that be sufficient to cover all
lot?
Because it's got
some. Or 1,000. Okay. How deep is your lot, do you remember?
Me?
Yeah.
We go back. Oh, I don't know. I know I go back 671 feet, and then I go to the left. We're in a kind of an L-shaped pattern.
Are there any residences immediately north of Swift's Lane?
Swift's and Johnston.
That's okay. That's right.
So it'd be James Johnston and Edith Swift's house.
Mm-hmm. Include it all to where the residential area is at South Woodrow Road, off the back. So 1,000 feet in. Does that sound reasonable?
That's GA.
Yeah. That sounds reasonable, Joe. Mm-hmm.
And again, just coordinates, I would say, we're talking westward.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Just on Huff Road, from Chantel to South Waterboro Road. Mm-hmm. Actually, to where the residential zone presently exists, a little south of Chantel. All the way to where the residential zone exists on South Woodrow Road, 1,000 feet in, be so designated as rezoned as residential.
Yeah, that's very good.
That's very good.
What the heck did I say?
Can somebody repeat that now?
Tracy, you got it?
So.
Would this have to have, I have a question, would this have to have a public hearing? Is this, does this affect any abutters? It would have to have a public hearing.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It would open up a number of properties for potential subdivision.
Right.
That would be a public hearing held by the selectmen?
It could be. It could be either, but I would think if you're voting to put it on the.
That we would have it?
To agree, yeah, that you would have the public hearing.
I think we can.
That's fine.
We'll have to come up with all the abutters. Yeah, because possibly there are some people that wouldn't want it to go to residential.
Right.
Because that restricts use. So there may be people that say, no, I want to keep a general purpose. So that could be an issue. I mean, it doesn't have to be all or nothing, but it doesn't seem like it's very good to change it for one lot.
No, it should be all the.
Yeah.
I think it would be a challenge doing just one lot, because then you'd have other people lots later that you'd have to keep going through this with.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm looking at it as a general for all of us that are on that side that are residential, mm-hmm. and the fact that, you know, it's kind of, the way it looked is it was puzzle pieced, you know, and I'm thinking, I don't understand why.
I can't answer your question.
So we had a motion and a second. Any more discussion? Or?
Now, what was that motion?
Was the motion first?
That we recommend that the area from where the residential zone now exists, south of Chantel Lane to South Waterboro Road, westward 1,000 feet, be redesignated as a residential zone. No,
westward side of Huff Road.
Of Huff Road, I'm sorry. That's right, of Huff Road.
Okay. So we're voting to send this as an item to be voted on. Provided the selectmen agree.
Right, sending it to the selectmen.
Get the feedback.
Sending it to the selectmen. Okay. Yeah. Yep.
Then when would we do the public hearing?
Mm-hmm. Do we have to wait for selectmen?
No, because so a zoning change can be put to the voters mm-hmm. by a majority vote of the planning board. Or a majority vote of the Board of Selectmen, or by petition.
But my question was, do we need to have the public hearing before we do the vote?
No.
So next step, assuming we vote in favor, would be to schedule a public hearing.
Sounds good to me.
Okay, all in favor?
Mm-hmm. Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? So we'll draw something up, and we'll have our public hearing, and we'll go from there.
Super. Thank you all for your time. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Now we get some administrative procedures and revised bylaws.
Right. Let me
do the bylaws first.
Yeah, here's. Let me pass these out first. I just printed these out. Patty, do you want a copy of this, or well, actually, you give one to?
I have a copy.
Okay.
Tracy.
Tracy.
You want to pass it down to Tracy?
Yeah, this is. Cecile, I think I understand. You had a comment about, when I first sent this out by email, just for review, not for discussion. You couldn't read the changes because of the fact that you were reading it in on your iPhone, right?
No, I was reading it on my laptop, which is, Microsoft, which is OS. But when I opened it up, there were no highlights in yellow. However, I think Kelly made comments, and when he made comments on his, mm-hmm. I could open his up and see the yellow highlights as well as his red his changes. So it's very strange what was sent to me from you did not have the highlights.
Yeah, I just sent Word. I thought maybe you had an Apple product and it wasn't showing.
I have both, but I usually I'm on the laptop.
Which version of Word are you using?
Which version?
Yeah,
13, I think. Is it 13?
Because I think it came over as a docs file. And like a doc I switched X? Over to Foxit PDF. And I think that's what I sent out when I did my...
Oh, you converted it?
Have we discussed these yet?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess I'm not... you know, anyway.
I know, usually the highlights are there, you know, whenever we've done this, but...
Okay, well, what I did...
But I wasn't sure if I was looking at the edited version or the original.
Okay, gotcha. This version here is... I took out, there's no highlight shown, but I added the comments that Kelly had wanted to add.
Okay.
Were those logical? That was my first question.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So we're referring to as the board, which is a proper noun.
Right.
Okay. Sort of. I bow to your English. That's okay. No, I appreciate your reading. Mm-hmm. So, and I think you had some good comments, so I added those in. Mm-hmm. But
okay.
I don't know whether we want to do this or not. I mean, what this does is this puts in some requirements for notification, I believe. Mm-hmm. That's the primary change. Mm-hmm. I don't have one copy of this markup now. I'm using it here.
Does it match the ordinance requirements?
Yes. When I say that way, I mean that it's a little bit more restrictive, I think, in the sense that we're going with the ordinance has requirements in different places. It's not all in one place, and that's what's been confusing me. I tried to put it into a table. It didn't work, so I thought, well, maybe we could put it into the bylaws, which is maybe not the best place to put it, but the ordinance has different requirements, and then also it refers to state statutes in some cases. So I would say it does, it just, it's certainly I'd say it certainly is at least as restrictive as the ordinance. It may be a little more restrictive in some cases, but.
In the more restrictive, are we opening up any potential appeals because we don't?
I thought about that also. I suppose that's always a possibility. Although, when you know, if you're following the ordinance and you're doing things, and then you make a change that makes it more restrictive than previous work that you did, should be acceptable under the guidelines that were in effect at the time the work was done. That would be my opinion.
But if someone goes to court, they're going to use the ordinance
language,
not
the
bylaws language.
Right.
People can read this over if they want. The only thing that I just tried to put public hearings, for example, in one place, and that would be Article 9, to make it clear what we were doing. And I'm not saying this is, we have to do it this way or not, but we should, I think we need to do something to make it a little clearer how we're notifying on public hearings and also on meetings. We've had some issues. We don't really have any issues on meetings, but in the sense that we're always on the first and third Wednesday of the month, and that's always been in here. That's not a change or anything. I'm trying to look for my copy where I had all this, some of the changes, but I don't know if I brought that up. So, I mean, I would, if you want to just take this and read it, and we can go through it at the next meeting, that would be fine with me.
Okay.
But, and Patty, I'll give you a copy, too, if you'd like to look at it.
Each of these time frames have been drawn right from the ordinance itself.
That's the way, yes. But I want, you know, as a saying goes, sometimes the brick ship and the pole load. So what I'd like you to do is look it over, check it versus the ordinance, and see whether there's anything that makes that is jumps out at you and says, wait a minute, you're violating the ordinance. I think, for example, if the ordinance says you have to have 10 days before notification, I don't think there's any reason the planning board could not say we want more time.
Mm-hmm.
I think we could not say we want less time.
Yes. That's so, the minimum, but we can extend it
further. That would be my because I believe the ordinance always says at least.
That's right.
At least. But I like to put it in one place where you just look at it and read it instead of trying to paw through and find the different things. So you've got the marked up copy there.
Yep.
So. Mm-hmm. So that's really, that's just what this is. And I'm not hung up on this one way or the other, but I just was trying to do it with my own simplification. I have something else I want to pass on to.
What do you want to pass out?
I want to pass out a memo here, which for this from a very simple memo. I could. There's three copies. This was, I think we talked about this in the past, but my suggestion is that we send out a memo to the select board, the code enforcement officer, the town clerk, the ordinance review committee, the town assessor, the dog catcher, but basically asking for changes that they would like to see to the town of Lyman zoning ordinances. Mm-hmm. And we did receive already comments from the chairman of the Zoning Board of Appeals. We already have those on file. And I have a copy here. I'm sure you all, maybe you have a copy. I certainly have a copy. But anyhow, so yeah. All I'm saying is that, you know, I think we ought to do some workshops and hearings on changes to the ordinance because there are people that don't like the ordinance as written. And I'm not my focus has been always to follow the ordinance as best we can as written. And if people want to change the ordinance, then, you know, we should respond to that and give voters a chance because voters have to vote whether we can't just change it on our own. We got to change it through as part of a town vote.
Will you send the memo sent out? I think it's a good idea.
Yeah, and this way, if we get something, if we don't get anything, I still think we ought to try to do some public hearings and see if we can get some public input on this. But I'm not looking to change the thing wholesale, but if there's areas, I think land use is one. Obviously, we've seen that recently with medical marijuana grow facilities in various places. And I'm not saying they shouldn't be there. I'm just saying we have to follow the ordinance as it's written currently. But if a majority, and I would also suggest that if we do try to get a change, maybe we could work it so that it would go to a vote that had some people voting, not just town meeting in June, because town meeting in June, we don't get anybody. We should go to something that's a primary or possibly even a general election. Get a whole bunch of people looking at it.
Yeah, that's
I mean, they might not look at it, but anyhow, that's my 2 cents. We'll shut up, I guess. Said enough. So anyway,
what happened to the, I thought we were going to have an ordinance review committee that was, I thought that was supposed to be done every so many years, and there was mention of it.
Well, there's
along the way, but it.
There's three people, I believe. I don't, unless it's changed, I think there's three people on it now, and I don't know that they have, I don't know whether they have met or not. We haven't, planning board hasn't reached out to them, but.
They have not met.
But I have them on here. As a matter of fact,
we do have three actual people that are on the committee.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I'll make a motion that we send out to memo.
Second.
Any more discussion on it? All in favor of sending out the memo?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. One thing I'm curious about is NMA, Southern Regional Planning, do you reviews of ordinances?
MMA one? Does not.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Southern Maine Regional Planning?
They will for a price.
The price. Yeah.
Are we still paying them?
Dues, yep.
Yeah, dues.
But just dues, right? But if we wanted them to do a review, we'd have to pay them more?
Okay. Well, generally have the town lawyer review it, don't we? No.
For changes, you have the attorney.
The attorney?
Yeah.
Yeah.
review it for legality and consistency.
Has Southern Maine ever reviewed our ordinance?
Not that I know of.
That you know of?
Now, do we want to, in keeping the community informed, do we want to post on the town website under the planning board any request from the citizens at large? If they have a suggestion, they can submit it and we'll take it under advisement?
Yes. That's a good idea. We do have an email. I mean, right, planning board at...
Is that a motion? Suggestion open for discussion. That we post, either this to the general populace on the town of Lyman website under the planning board committee, inviting the public to send in their recommendations, suggestions.
I don't see any problem with that either.
It's a good idea.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
And how do we affect that? How does that?
Well, I don't know.
Tracy will be doing that? Making, she will do that, okay.
All in favor, post it on the town website.
Aye.
Aye.
And Don, I missed two little typographical errors.
Oh, no.
I missed it. Article 10.
Too late.
Too late, oh, okay.
Never mind. Yeah, what did you get?
Two capital T's with the board and the board.
Oh.
I thought I caught them all.
All right, did everybody get to read the October 6th, 2021?
Yes.
Meeting minutes?
Yes.
Is everybody happy with them?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't at the meeting, so I'm not going to make a motion or...
Make a motion, we accept the minutes as written.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
For our next meeting, we're going to go through the revised bylaws. And anything that comes up.
I have one other question I wanted to ask. Is any, we can't discuss this, but I just want to, I don't know if this, if it's not an appropriate question, let me know, and I'll say it, it's not appropriate. But there's a Zoning Board of Appeals meeting on the 12th of October.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I don't know if everyone's going to that.
Yep.
I just wanted to say I have no personal interest in that project financially, and my opinion is that none of the board members have any financial interest or other personal interest in that project. Is that a correct thought on my part?
It's correct.
Correct.
All right, thank you.
So for the next meeting, we'll have the revised bylaws. Is there anything else you want to schedule for it?
Administrative procedures?
That administrative procedures, I sort of was trying to roll that into the bylaws. That was my thought process.
Sure.
Rather than trying to create another document, if we could put it in the bylaws, if that's appropriate, it might be easier to do that.
So,
creating some other document that really is not part of the ordinance, but is an administrative document.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. It would all be in one place.
So there's a logical proceeding.
Okay, well, if there's nothing else for tonight, I'll make a motion to close the meeting.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right.